Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's July 2016. NASA is in the midst of developing systems needed to support deep space exploration by humans. A team led by Christina Chaplin, a director in GAO's Acquisition and Sourcing Management team, recently reviewed two of these programs, the Space Launch System and the Orion Multipurpose Crew Vehicle. Eden Savino sat down with Christina to talk about what they found.
In the 1960s, to get to the moon, NASA had projects Mercury, followed by Gemini, followed by Apollo. What are the goals of the Orion and Space Launch Systems?
That's a good question. We don't have goals as clearly defined as we did back then. At this point, NASA's focused on just building a capability to go farther out to space than the International Space Station. It's focused on testing that capability, first just the systems themselves, and then humans. It also has a couple missions it's beginning to undertake that will involve some of these systems. One will be retrieving an asteroid, for example. But other than that, the long-term plans are still a little unclear. NASA's in the beginning stages of developing plans to go to Mars, but there's still a lot of debate about, is Mars the right place, or should we be going to the moon, and how firm should these plans be? So there's still a lot of questions to be answered.
And your reports talk about three main programs. There's the Orion crew capsule, the Space Launch System, and the Exploration Ground System. Can you help me understand how these programs interact?
The Space Launch System is the rocket that they're developing that'll be on the scale of the Saturn V's from the Apollo era. The Orion crew capsule will contain humans and transport them. It'll be integrated to the top of that rocket. The Exploration Ground Systems is all the infrastructure that supports that on the ground. For example, the vertical assembly building, the crawler transporter. You might remember some of these from the shuttle era. They're literally rehabbing these systems to support this new effort.
Now, we were just talking earlier about the Martian, and we know that it is not trivial to go out into deep space. Can you talk a bit about some of the technical scheduling and cost-related challenges you found with these three programs?
I like to put those challenges into two buckets, technical and management. As far as technical challenges go, we're seeing the kinds of things we would expect to see with these programs at this point. The Orion capsule, for example, one of their main challenges is developing a heat shield that can withstand these extra hard environments that it's going to be operating in. The Space Launch System has the challenge of building a core stage that is big and robust enough to support this large vehicle. All the programs have challenges associated with bringing everything together, integrating the system in a way that is going to be seamless and be able to work well. On the management side, we saw challenges related to managing cost and schedule. For example, the Orion program does not have reliable cost and schedule estimates right now. The Space Launch System is in need of tools to help monitor and predict costs for contractors. All the programs are working with very low management reserves in terms of dollars and time. It makes it very difficult to manage a program under those circumstances. It puts them in a position of deferring work to later stages where it could be more costly and time-consuming to address. So the management challenges are a concern to us. The technical ones, we would expect, they're working through them. But to really work through them successfully, you have to have the management challenges in order.
So that leads directly into GAO's recommendations. It sounds like there's many recommendations sort of coming out of these two reports. Can you tell me a bit about them?
All the recommendations are focused on those management challenges. All three efforts are moving into their more difficult phases of development. We're investing a lot of money in the program at this point, several billion dollars a year. So it's really important to have those management challenges addressed. And so we focus on things like having up-to-date cost estimates and having the right tools to monitor costs. It's not only important for NASA to do that to manage effectively, it's important for the Congress, given the investment that they're making into the program.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.